Chris.
Marcus.
We're back.
Yes, sir.
We're back. We're back. It is a little pocket awareness. Marcus and Chris. Chris and Marcus, however you want to say it. We're back for another episode. You know, you make sure you follow us on Twitter. We need to get the Twitter followers up. People will be following me. Then, you know, follow the page, too. Let's follow the page.
Get a little pocket awareness, some love there. I think we're going to see some more activity as we go through. Step up the activity on Twitter, just comments during games, step that up. I think that may be a necessary evil there to try and see some activity on the Twitter side.
Yeah, maybe that's what they need. They have activity. So they follow us there, ALPA_QB1, right? Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. ALPA_QB1 on Instagram. Follow us there, right? Make sure you follow us there. Follow us on Facebook, a little pocket awareness. Follow us there. Hit the like button. Make sure you like that to get all the information. Get your catch up on the podcast. I want to give a shout out to the Put On Waivers podcast for having me on. Appreciate that. And that was dope. So, and giving us a shout out there. Got some listeners off that. So definitely shout out to him.
Shout out to Marcus for turning some football knowledge that he has into followers online, man. You got everybody's loving your watching the tape and the breakdown that you're doing over there. And Marcus is doing some big things.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing all right, man. We're just growing, bro. Just growing, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get people that content. I mean, life is crazy. I'm tired all the time, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Fuck tired, bro, but it is what it is, man. So, you know what we're going to be doing today? We're going to be talking quarterbacks. We had some good matchups. You know, we had the Raiders Chiefs game. Of course, I was frustrated. Yeah, you know how that is. But we were both frustrated.
I do know how that is because we had the Packers Colts game. I can understand your life with frustration there. Mine was there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we were both frustrated this week. We both had a little bit of frustration. So, you know, it was an interesting week for me and Chris. And we're going to talk about both those games a little bit, you know, get our frustrations out. You know, because they're equally both good games. People want to hear about those games too.
We
can be mad.
It works exactly.
It works both ways for us, Chris. We can both be mad and give them the content. All right. all right. And then we got Flores bench Tua. Early.
Yeah. That was shocking.
A little quick.
Shocking.
A little quick. I mean, when we talked about that earlier, you know, we'll get into that. We had the Murray versus Wilson, which was a good matchup. I thought that was a good matchup.
It was a Thursday night. Probably the best Thursday night game that we've had in a long time.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that for sure. So definitely like that. And then we'll get into, Joe Burrow got hurt. We'll talk about his rookie season. Which is pretty sad to see him go down like that. And then we'll get into the Thanksgiving matchups real quick. You know, we got some, you know, I mean, Ravens versus Steelers is a good matchup. That's going to be a good game.
Hopefully we have it.
Right? Yeah, Cowboys versus Redskins is like for the division, which is hilarious.
Oh, hey. Washington football team. We're going to count. We'll probably put a ding every time we say
that. Oh, I said Redskins. I do it.
You already started the ticker.
It's terrible. Terrible, bro. All right, and then we got Lions versus Texans, right? And then we'll talk about some other games too. We'll get into that. Some of the games coming up this week, but you know, we're here to give you content, Chris. So how you feeling, man? You know, how you feeling?
You know, I think that we brought the Packers Colts game up earlier in the season just because of the Colts defense. We mentioned when they were playing the Ravens too. Mm-hmm. I was not as upset, but still upset about the way that game ended.
Okay.
It came down to two plays, obviously, for me at least. It was the fumbled kick return that really put the Packers in a bad position in the third quarter. And then, obviously, the one that changed the game completely was MVS's fumble in overtime. A couple conversations that I had. That game comes down to fundamentals for me. Okay. Little things like when that ball got knocked out of MVS's hand, it was in his right hand, and that was the side of his body that was towards the field.
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentals say that ball should be in his left hand on the sideline. So little things like that, being fundamental, that keeps him out of a position to where he's fumbling and the Colts get the ball and they kick the game-winning field goal. He was a part of the big moment, getting them downfield, setting up the field goal for overtime, but little fundamental things like making sure the ball's in the right arm could have saved him some of the distress he felt with the game going the other way at the end. That's really all I'm going to say about it for the Packers game, because we just got a lot to talk about this week. So yeah. That's all I really got to say. It's a fundamental mistake that ended up hurting big time.
I just want to tell you, Chris, that I told you this was going to happen. So you guys played a good team and you lost. What's new?
Hey, you know what? Okay, just pump the brakes, Marcus. Just pump the brakes.
What's the – oh, wow, crazy.
Pump the brakes. It's a good lesson. It's an ugly loss. It's a good lesson. It's a good team.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Phillip Rivers to throw the interception. His arm got knocked, and the ball came out, and they returned it for a touchdown, and they called it a touchdown, and they finally actually overturned a call that was originally on the field. So kind of a bum way for it to hurt the Packers. But, you know, I didn't get my Phillip Rivers turnover late in the fourth quarter like everybody else gets. I'm a little upset about that, Mark.
He's not on the Chargers anymore.
I didn't get it.
He's not on the Chargers anymore. So you're not going to get that as much.
It's just the Chargers thing?
Yeah, it's the Chargers thing. It's, okay. That's went to Justin Herbert. That's Herbert's.
Well, that's Herbert is not doing it.
He's 3-7. What are you talking about? He's about to break every rookie quarterback record, and his team's 3-7. That makes no damn sense. It's not even a bad team. They're not even like they got no, talent
they're,
everywhere.
They're not a bad team. They're not a bad team.
So Phillip Rivers is like, damn, I don't miss that. Like I don't miss throwing touchdowns, such a touchdown, and my team losing on a last second field goal. I don't miss it. He's like, this is cool. This is cool over here.
Yeah, well, he turned the tables this weekend. That's.
Yeah, so say this shit works over here. I'm not like over there with the Chargers all messed up and doing all that crazy stuff. So I'm over here, you know, winning with Frank Reich and these great red zone play calls and, you know, good coaching, great defense, you know, pretty good running game. I mean, they're a good team. I don't know how good they are. I can't figure that out. I don't know.
That schedule does not do them any justice.
Yeah.
They've got a good record, but the teams that they've gone up against, they're taking advantage of playing their schedule. That's for absolutely sure.
How
Jacksonville,
the hell
did they
lose to the
Minnesota, the Jets, the Bears, Cleveland, which was a loss, Cincinnati, yeah, Detroit, Baltimore, God. Which was a loss, and then they beat Tennessee,
They beat Green Bay. So they beat two good teams in a row. That's what I'm saying. How good are
they?
Beat good
two
or not?
Good teams in a row. Yeah, we don't. Their record says they're good, and they beat two good teams in a row. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Is Tennessee good? I got so many questions.
They beat the Ravens, and the Ravens beat the Titans.
Oh, the Ravens good?
The Ravens beat the Colts.
Are any of these teams good, Chris? This is a good conversation. I mean, this is. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know if any of those teams are good. Yeah, you know, just the way the Raiders are playing, I don't think any of those teams are better than them. To be honest, but we'll see this week. If the Raiders lose to the Falcons this week, and I'd have to shut up. But I don't think so. But I might have to shut up this week. I don't know what's gonna happen. They might go lay an egg to the Raiders. I'm not gonna get hype until I see them go beat the Falcons. If they go out and beat the Falcons, I'm like, okay, all right, we're good. We're a good team. I feel like they are, you know, and they beat some good teams and they hung with the Chiefs and all that stuff. But I need you to go beat a team like the Falcons and beat them by like 10 points, and then I'll be like, all right, okay, I see where we're at, and then I'll feel good going forward. But this game
I think
is a big test for me.
The way that this year has gone, and just with all the distractions, the good teams play down to the bad teams' level. That's like for every game. That's what it's been, and it's a dogfight every time.
Yeah.
Even the Chiefs are not the Chiefs. Even the Chargers, who were beating up on the Jets, all of a sudden the Jets made it a game at the end.
Yeah.
So like I don't know. I don't know. The NFL's weird this year, and it's all the conversations that happened last year for the Packers are not happening for every other team this year. Who did you play? Who did you beat? You don't look that impressive, but you got a good record. So it's parity in the NFL. That's
because that's my point, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's a big game for the Raiders. The Raiders go out and they beat the Falcons. They beat them pretty good. I'm going to be like, okay, I see where we're going, and I'm having pretty good confidence within them. But this is a big game for me just to see how good they really are. Because, I mean, they beat down the Broncos. The Dolphins did it, but they dominated the Broncos. So, it's interesting to see where this team is really at. Same with the Ravens.
Oh, you froze.
You got me?
You froze on me.
I can hear you, though. You froze, but I can hear you.
Can you see me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Yeah. I got you back. All right.
We're back. All right. So, like I was saying, the Raiders, I don't know if the Ravens are good. We're going to find out against the Steelers. I don't know if they're good. I don't know. Are the Dolphins good? We don't know. They lost to the Broncos. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot's up in the air. Midseason, 10 games left. It's going to be an interesting run. And then, speaking of the Raiders and Chiefs game, man, that was a really good game.
That was a really good game. Well, there were a lot of really good games just this week in general. You had Tennessee beat the Ravens in overtime. You had the Colts beating the Packers in overtime. You had the Cardinals and the Seahawks coming right down to the end of it. You had the Raiders and the Chiefs. Man, if that stays like consistent rivalry for that, just what it was in the past, the history that's behind that rivalry, if that continues forward the way that if you two are dominating the AFC West, that's just only great things for the NFL.
I know, and I agree, but I'm tired of Andy Reid and them boys. I just wish they would go away. I mean, I'd rather face Justin Herbert and the Chargers. And I'm tired of these guys, man. I'm tired. And then this dude, he pissed me off this week because, the first game, I know Andy Reid was going to be ready, but the first game, they were super just arrogant. They came out there. That's why they're so mad about the victory lap, because they came out super arrogant game plan. We're just going to throw bombs on them. And the Raiders didn't let them, and they didn't adjust. They just thought they could. So they ended up losing. And this time, they were like, okay, you got to stop the bomb. Let's play ball control.
Dink and dunk, man. That first drive was just kind of like, okay, here's a blueprint.
And they did it. That was the whole game plan. I don't think they didn't throw deep at all until the last play, but that was the whole game plan. They just dink and dunked on him all day. He took the short stuff. He was very efficient, which is scary. I hate watching him do that. I really do. I really, really hate it. Like, bro, so you're telling me in 4 or 5 years when you can't move anymore, you're just going to be awesome anyways because you're not going to just – so you're telling me you don't have to scramble. Like, it's just because you want to sometimes. So you're telling me if you can't scramble, like, 10 years from now when you get older, you're going to be perfectly fine in the pocket. And I don't like that, Patrick. I don't like that future that I'm looking at when you sit here and you pick teams apart, taking what the defense gives you, taking your time in the pocket, checking it down. Like, I don't like that. I like greedy, Patrick. Can we stay greedy? I don't want to see you. No. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
He read what the defense was giving him. Oh. Took what was
no man, roll out, force it, bro. Threw, come on, man. That's who you are. Come on.
He still threw for 348 yards and 2 touchdowns. And they had another drive that was in the red zone where he threw the interception. But he's doing all the things you're supposed to do, and he's still getting 350 yards a game, Marcus.
It was just interesting. The game plan was interesting itself because I feel like they were playing keep away from the Raiders, which is interesting. But I think it's very, very interesting if you think about it, because that's kind of what they were doing. They were playing keep away from the Raiders. Like they were a little scared of the Raiders offense. And I thought that was interesting. Just the whole, Are they really paying keep away? Like, are they really trying to do 9-minute drives? Like, are they like that? That's on purpose. It's like Andy Reid is not. He was like, okay, this offense that we're playing against is pretty good. Maybe if we play keep away too, because they might try to play keep away, but we could play keep away better than they can. I think that was their game plan. And it was genius. It was a genius game plan. I hate that guy. I hate him. Don't give that. What's up with the NFL schedule? Why do they always schedule the Raiders on Mr. Genius's bye weeks? I don't need Mr. Genius to get 2 weeks to study the Raiders. Like, I don't need that. He just needs 1 week. Maybe give him a short week. Like, okay, we play him on Thursday after a Monday night game for them or something. Give a Sunday night game, and then we play them on Thursday. That's what I need from the NFL schedule. I need him to. I need some less for preparation. You can't give Andy Reid 2 weeks. Like, I think he's like undefeated after a bye. I swear he is. I think he's like, it's something.
He might. He's got the best road record in NFL history. In NFL history, dude wins on the road.
I gotta look up this dude's bye week record, man, because this is it's. I know it's insane. It's something insane because you just don't give him 2 weeks. It's like giving Nick Saban 2 weeks against college people. You know, it's just it's crazy.
Andy Reid, yeah, I vaguely remember them bringing up his record. Coming off a bye when he was with Philadelphia, and it was something
18-3.
Yeah, the guy doesn't lose coming off a bye week. He just doesn't. But speaking of short weeks, I mean, he's technically got a short week here, and then they've got a big matchup on Sunday. It's probably the biggest game on Sunday. They're playing Tom Terrific. Yeah,
against the Bucks. Yeah,
and Tom did not look so terrific against the Rams.
No, he did not. He did not look very terrific against the Rams, you know, and everybody's, you know, calling him washed up and everything. But I, you know me, you know, I just say Bruce Arians, man.
So it's really interesting because they are trying to push the ball downfield and in Bruce Arians' style of offense. And over the last 3 weeks, I think it was any pass over 20 yards. Tom Brady's 0-for-19 on throwing the ball over 20 yards.
Wow.
In the last 3 weeks. At the beginning of the season, his numbers were a lot better, but he's just not connecting on the deep ball the last few weeks.
Okay. Yeah, he just – and that's what the offense is dependent on, man. You know what I mean? It's dependent on that deep ball. So if he can't hit that deep ball, bro, it's nothing. Nothing's going to happen. But like I said, come on, man. The same offense is 0-3, bro. Like, he hasn't changed it. Like, what are we talking about here? It's an outdated offense. That's why Brady's struggling. It's not really Tom's fault. It's he's playing an offense that everybody knows how to stop. And then, you know, and if you try to stop the deep ball, and that's what the Rams did, they're like, okay, let's make you dink and dunk. And that's – it's out of time. Bruce Arians can't dink and dunk. He can't.
Does he just not – he doesn't have the plays in the offense to do it? Is that what it is? Or he just doesn't want to?
It's a vertical offense. So everything is based on crossers, go routes, deep outs, and those type of concepts. You know, deep flood concepts. Flood, you know, all those, you know, Yankee deep post, throw a deep post here, deep crosser, go routes, you know, four verticals, you know, everything's vertical. Everything's deep. So, you know, and you throw a lot of interceptions. We talked about that earlier. He's going to throw the most interceptions he has in his career.
Yeah, he's at 9 in the already. Bruce Arian offense. You listed off all the quarterbacks that struggled in that first year of the offense. We're seeing it play out.
Yeah, you know, it's just so interesting. It's so interesting to me. And you know, that's why I said Brady's just so good that he's gonna hit 14, and we're gonna be like, man, he threw a lot of picks this year. You know what I mean? Because he's gonna hit 14. Mm-hmm. He's definitely gonna hit 14 for sure. He's got 6 games left. 9, yeah. I can see him throwing 4 in the last 6 games, for sure.
You know, it's crazy to think that we still have 6 games left in the season.
I know, the season's already over, bro. It's wild.
But there's still 6 games left. There's still so much to happen. Like, we're definitely beyond that halfway point. You think you would know what the team is that you're seeing out there on the field, but there's still so much game left. There's still so much season left. Right now is when it's going to come down to it. This is the stretch. This last week here in November and the month of December, that's what's going to make or break some of these teams.
Yeah. Yeah. So – You know, I still got to show my boy Derek Carr some love. You know, he can't skip.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, he's having a hell of a year.
He's playing pretty well, man. He's playing pretty well. He went toe for toe with Patrick Mahomes. You know, if Nelson Aguilar could catch, he'd tell a different game.
Oh, my God. Aguilar dropped so many balls.
He can catch, so man. Many. That one where he threw a dime on the run right to him, bro. Like, you got to – come on, man. You got to help your quarterback there, bro. You got to come up with that one. You got to help your quarterback, dog. Come on. But, I mean, that's what the Raiders kind of get for depending on him a little bit too. That's kind of my opinion. I know he runs great routes. You know, I know that. But, come on, dude. You know, come on. can't do it. Can't call his number in that moment sometimes, bro. I know he runs good routes. I know he gets open. I know it. He's a great route runner. Great. He does all the nuances, gets leverage. He's an awesome route runner. It's just, man, if he could just consistently catch the football, he'd be so good if he could consistently catch the football. Yeah. He's not like Ted Ginn. It's interesting. He's not like that Ted Ginn at all, right? He's not like Ted Ginn. He's a one-trick pony. Like, Aguilar can run the route tree. He gets open. He creates separation against some of the best. But it's like, sometimes he just can't catch the football. It's just so frustrating, bro. It's just wild. Like, come on, dog. Like,
do you want to see more balls to Waller?
I think Waller gets enough balls.
You think he gets enough?
He gets about 10 targets a game.
I think he's just the most dynamic weapon that you have offensively.
Yeah, yeah.
In the passing game.
They need to get the ball to Renfro more. So they need to – Renfro
needs to – Third down's not enough? Third and Renfro? That's not enough for you?
No, I need more. I need first and Renfro. Let's get him the ball because he's way better than they give him credit for. He can beat people deep. He can
he's very much like Cole Beasley. Him and Cole Beasley are very similar.
Yeah, I think he's more Cooper Kupp, to be honest.
Oh, is that so?
I think so. I think he's not even been unleashed yet. That's my, like, you know, everybody wants Henry Ruggs to get targets, but I'm like, man, but you know, Henry Ruggs, Renfro or Henry Ruggs. I just want can I get like 3-12 target Hunter Renfro games? That's all I want. Just give me three of them. Just give him like 12 targets. Because when the last two games of the season, he was the only guy that Derek Carr had, right? And besides Waller, he was the only wide receiver Derek Carr had that was consistent. And he had back-to-back 100-yard games to end the year when he was getting 10 targets. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I really feel like if he actually got a full volume, you know, people complain about Henry Ruggs, and I get it because he's a first-round pick, but I complain about Hunter Renfro. If Hunter Renfro got a full target of 10 targets a game like Cooper Kupp does, he would be a 1,000-yard receiver. Straight up. I've seen him make good corners look silly, you know, like everybody, you know, some corners playing well, but I've seen him make a lot of corners look silly because he's so savvy. Like he put a move on Tyrann Mathieu this last game, bro. Whew, just nasty. It was gross at what he did to Tyrann. So, you know, I'm really big on Hunter Renfro. I wish they would give him the ball more, but they don't, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man. All right. So
it is what it is.
Yeah.
We got our Thursday night schedule. Is that what you're going to, or did you want to go somewhere else?
I was going to go to Flores.
Oh, that's a good call. Let's do that.
I was going to go to Flores. You know, I was going to go to Flores. So what do you think about that, Chris? What are your thoughts, man? What are your thoughts on this?
He did something you don't do. He did something that you just do not do. If you're going to put the ball in your rookie quarterback's hands, you leave it. You leave him on the field. You cannot make the decision to go to Tua and then all of a sudden put him on the bench. You can't do that. That is not good for an NFL team. You're messing with the way the team plays.
Okay.
Did you hear about why they went with Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I heard about it. It's crazy to me.
He has a better grasp of being able to run the offense in 2 minutes, in a 2 minute drill? Seriously? Then what are you doing putting two out there in the first place? They should never have benched Fitzmagic in the first place.
Didn't Tua run a 2 minute drill?
He did it against Arizona, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
So I don't get it. It makes zero sense, and it really, I think that screwed up the season for the Dolphins. I really do.
I'll be honest here. I think he wasn't. I think that the Chargers game, he had some good moments, but he didn't produce like he did the Cardinals game. Like, I mean, the only really, really good game he's played is the Cardinals game, right? So the other good games, other two games played a little bit of management. The Dolphins played good defense. So they were able to kind of manage around him the first three games. I mean, the game against the Cardinals, he played well. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing. I'm not going to say he didn't play well the first three games, all three games. But the two of those first three, I mean, he just wasn't that impressive. I mean, he wasn't like you know, you saw the potential there. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
it wasn't like anything like to run home to. You know what I mean? Like against the Chargers, he had 169 yards, 60% completion percentage, and a 6.8 YPA. He threw two touchdowns. He didn't have any rush yards against the Chargers. So he wasn't that good that game either. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like consistent. I mean, 15 for 20, you know, he was 15 for 25, nothing special. Like, you know what I'm saying? They weren't really, they were playing good defense around him basically. And then you get to Denver, and Denver kind of looked like the game against Denver looked like the first game against the Rams, but you know, the defense was being a little leaky. I don't know how you don't stop Drew Lock. I think Drew Lock's the worst quarterback in the NFL. But I don't get how you do. The dude can't play the blitz, man. Just blitz him, bro. He gets blitz, just throws it. Like, come on, Doc. Can we? It's too easy, you know.
Yeah, Denver,
like, when I did my breakdown of the Broncos. I did a breakdown of the Broncos. I told my guy that did the YouTube show. I was like, bro, this is like the most vanilla offense I've ever seen in my life. Like, how do you not stop this? Like, I can stop this with, you know, I'm not even a good coach. I could, you're like, oh, you're in this formation. You're probably going to do this because you do this every time you're in that formation. So,
yeah. You know, no, not, Drew Lock is going to cost, Drew Lock is going to cost Jerry Jeudy any shot at a rookie of the year.
He will, bro. He's just not good. But I hope they go 7-9. Keep winning, Broncos. Give him another year.
They're definitely drafting one of the quarterbacks.
It wouldn't surprise
me if they go with the kid from
UIU. Not if they hit 7-9. Not if they hit 7-9. They got a shot, Chris.
Even if they do go 7-9, they'll take the kid from BYU later in the first round.
They won't.
They're not sticking with Drew Lock. That's not the way to go.
just a couple of good moments, bro. A couple of good moments. That's all they need. You know, he beat the Dolphins, so he's like, maybe something is there, you know? So we'll see, bro. We'll see with him. But
there's nothing there with Drew Lock.
But the benching, it's just it's totally based on his play. It's just not that up to par if we're keeping it real. If we're just keeping it real. I mean, that's probably why he pulled up.
No, I agree with you. But that they never should have brought Tua in the first place. He should have sat on the bench the entire year. There's no reason for Tua to be involved in this football season.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that he should have been in there. Because they were doing well under Fitzpatrick. And I think that they had the momentum. And Fitzpatrick was like, this is my team, and they were going to play well in those other three games that Tua has played that he had success, that they won in.
Mm-hmm.
Fitz, he would have won those games.
Yeah, Fitz would have won those games too, though.
I totally believe that.
So, I don't know, man.
The benching. You're really screwing with Tua, and you're really screwing with the team. But it's also kind of funny. Because Tua made the comments about how he was expecting there to be more of a difference between the college and the NFL game. He was saying, oh, there's not really a difference.
Oh, see, whatever, bro.
Did you catch that?
Yeah,
did you hear that?
You got three games under 4.5 YPA, dog. Come on. Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling, Tua? It's a little fast, ain't it? It ain't. You're not even testing Windows or nothing, bro. You're just checking it down. So I don't want to hear it. And then when you know what I said, I don't want to hear about it's whatever, dog. I don't want to hear that. That's shut up, man. All those SEC guys. The same thing Leonard Fournette said. Yeah, it was just terrible, bro. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So, but I mean, if you go with him, though, for me, you give him a shot to get out of it. Because what if he had like a big fourth quarter? You know what I mean? He didn't get a chance to do that.
No, I agree with you. There was no reason to bench him. There was no reason to bench him. I don't like it at all.
And the Broncos have a good defense. They really do. They have a lot of good defensive players. They got Chubb. They got Malik Reed's a good player. They got some good linebackers. They got good corners in Boye and Ojudamida. He's a rookie, but he shows a little potential. And then Justin Simmons, he's definitely a top three safety. He's not the best safety in the NFL.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
Yeah, he's legit. So that defense is stacked, and then they're probably gonna get Von Miller back next year. So I mean, there's a lot to like about that defense. So I mean, Kareem Jackson's not bad as a safety either. So I mean, they got some good players. So
they're gonna give Taysom Hill a hard time this week. They're gonna give Taysom Hill a hard time.
Yeah,
this week.
That's what I'm saying. Like they got good pass rushers, bro. So it's not a bad defense. It's actually a pretty good defense. So to pull him against them, I mean, it's not crazy for him to struggle against that defense. Is basically what I'm saying. But
no,
I can kind of understand.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, and I think Fitz did move the ball a little bit better when he got in there. But he's just a veteran, bro. Like I don't like what do you expect? I mean, Tua isn't like his fourth start, bro. Like you just got to give him a shot. I think you just let him figure it out, and then maybe he starts winging it at the end. But that's not what they thought.
Yeah, I don't like the decision by Flores. He's really going to screw the season up for the Dolphins.
Patriot coaches, bro. Like in their Patriot way. I mean, him and Joe Judge. You hear about Joe Judge saying like Tom Brady wasn't good or something? You hear about that?
I heard about the mysterious fight that got reported that wasn't a real thing.
Yeah. So I guess what else happened is that some report, Mike Silver said that like he was saying Tom Brady isn't good and they made it for a lot of his mistakes. He can't throw downfield anymore. Like Joe Judge said that. Like damn, Joe. Damn. All right. So what else we got? We got Joe Burrow. Torn ACL, which is very
not just an ACL stuff. It was everything. That knee is just shot.
Yeah, it's bad. I think he can come back, man. It's modern technology.
No, yeah, he'll come back. It's just if he makes it back for the beginning of the season or not.
Yeah, and I think he will. He's probably a hardworking dude too. I mean, depends on your work ethic and stuff like that too as well. I think he's a hardworking guy. I think he'll come back.
I do too. I just – that was – like they wouldn't even show the replay. It was so bad.
It was bad. I saw it. It was bad.
You saw it?
I didn't see the replay, but I saw the play.
The link of it. Oh, you saw the play.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I got a video from – I got a Twitter video that was sent to me, and I haven't clicked on it yet because I don't want to see – I want to see how bad it is.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, he just had a terrible line, bro. I mean, it was – stuff like that is bound to happen, especially when he's a playmaker, with a terrible, terrible, terrible offensive line.
And he's getting hit this season. He's getting hit.
He's getting hit hard. He's getting hit a lot, hard and a lot. So, I mean, he played well, though. He had a good rookie year. Played well. Showed he could play in the NFL. His potential is – I don't know. His potential is weird to me. I don't know exactly what his potential is right now with that arm. So, it's what is he Chad Pennington? Like, is that where we're going here? Do you think?
No, he's he's better than Chad Pennington.
I think you're downplaying Chad Pennington before he hurt his shoulder. First of all, that's what I think you're doing. I think you're downplaying Chad Pennington before he hurt his shoulder. Okay, he was got the Jets in the playoffs
maybe
twice.
A little,
let's give him some props. He wasn't Mark Sanchez getting into the playoffs.
Hey,
he's producing. Let's made a Pro Bowl and stuff. Let's keep it real. Let's not downplay Chad, okay? And then Chad tore his shoulder and he couldn't throw anymore and still made the playoffs twice with two different teams. So let's not Chad was a good quarterback.
Hey, so, I'm not saying that Chad wasn't a good quarterback. I'm not saying that at all. I think Burrow's on the way to doing bigger things than Chad Pennington.
I don't think he's gonna be I don't see elite though. I don't see an elite quarterback.
Well, there's not a lot that you can do when you're running for your life every single play.
Yeah.
I think he's got some talent on the outside with the receivers. He's got a good running back behind him who has not been healthy.
Yeah.
So I think if they can get him an offensive line in the off season and in the draft, I think that there's potential here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think he's going to be good. Okay. That's not my debate here. I mean, the debate is not whether he's going to be good or not.
You just don't think he's elite.
I don't think he's going to be elite.
You just don't think he's elite. I'm not going to quite go and call him elite. I would say a Matthew Stafford-esque career is possible.
Because what he did hide us from this year, though, and he got hurt, is that we were starting to get into November in the cold times, right? Starting to get cold. You gotta put that ball through.
He grew
there.
Up in Ohio, okay?
I don't care where you grew up. That's nothing to do with you whipping the ball through the wind, okay? I don't care where you grew up.
He grew up throwing the ball in the wind.
He didn't come up throwing the ball in the wind against against Marlon Humphrey, okay? He didn't. All right, he didn't do that, okay? Or Marcus Peters, all right? That's all I'm saying. That didn't happen. So, you know, the Steelers game, he had some serious ducks. Like, that ball just, like, died in the air, the Steelers game. And then we kind of saw the same thing against the Redskins. The ball, you know, it's a little colder. It's a little windier outside. Ball's just dying a little bit. You know what I mean? We didn't get that opportunity to see it. Because, I mean, he was awesome when the sun was out. The sun was out. There's no wind. He was incredible. But we're starting to see the wind start to take a little factor a little bit into his arm strength. That's all I'm saying. We got a little – so we'll see next year. That's basically what we're saying. That's basically what I'm saying. He's definitely a hashtag we'll see for me. I gotta watch this dude in November and December before I make it.
No, I'm with you. I want to see it too. I think a hashtag we'll see is a safe bet for Joe Burrow. But I think there's some potential there.
Did you see some of those throws, though, in Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't get to see him play against Pittsburgh.
I'm just saying, Chris, my ball, it was dying.
All right, something to go back and look at the tape on.
just go back and watch it. Just watch a couple highlights, bro. You see, a couple of those picks that threw, man.
Okay.
You know, so. It's interesting. It's just interesting with him. But he reads the field well. He sees the game well. He does all that stuff. You get him a good line and some good things, he'll be fine. I'm not too worried about that. But it's the ceiling for me. What is the ceiling? Do we already see how good he is? Is this it? That's kind of how I feel.
You're going to give him the Baker Mayfield treatment.
I'm not going to go that far because I think he's a hard worker, and I think Baker Mayfield doesn't work at all.
Interesting.
I don't think Baker Mayfield is like Mr. Tape Grinder. You, come on, Chris. Do you think Baker Mayfield is Mr. Tape Grinder?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't. I'm not there. I can't tell you. I'm not going to say that he's not. But it's hard to defend him right now.
Yeah. I'm just saying, based on his play, based on what you've seen, what you think, do you think he's a tape grinder? I'm just like.
That's another team that is – their record is not showing the truth of their schedule.
Makes no sense, bro.
7-3? What's that, the second time they're over 500 since the 90s?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but, I mean, they're the type of team that could lose the rest of their games. That's the type of team they are, though. They're the type of team that they're 7-3, and they can go 7-9. Because I'm interested now. I just want to see who they're going to play the next couple of weeks. I think they play some crappy team this week, though. Yeah, they play the Jags this week. So that's an easy win for them, the Jags.
It should be,
but we'll see. We think Jake, are you a Jake Luton truther, though? Because they almost beat the Packers.
Get out of here. I don't want to hear any of that out of you. Go on to the next subject. You know what? Here we go. I got the truth for you right now. Here's our next subject. Kyler Murray's our next subject. Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson, they played each other. Russell got the better of Kyler this time around. But everybody's having a meltdown about Kyler Murray's statistics through halfway point of the season. Through 8 games, they want to compare him to Lamar and Lamar's MVP season. Mm-hmm. Lamar had 3,127 passing yards and 36 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And he finished the season 1,206 rushing yards with 7 rushing touchdowns. That's his year. Kyler Murray's pace, his pace of play, puts him at 4,260 passing yards and 32 touchdowns, 1,086 rushing yards and 16 rushing touchdowns. Never going to happen. Never going to happen, ever.
You don't think so?
No, because Lamar, when he was halfway through the season, he still threw 24 more touchdowns in the back half of the season. And he only threw a total of 6 interceptions. Kyler Murray, he's not going to do that. He's not throwing 24 touchdown passes in the back half of the season. He'll throw much more than 6 interceptions too in the back half of the season, not alone. So I'm tired of everybody trying to compare Kyler Murray to Lamar Jackson and their seasons. They lost the game against Seattle. I think Seattle did a much better job defensively than they had all season long of being able to contain Kyler Murray.
Okay.
And quite frankly, I do not believe that he can keep this pace up. I really don't.
I mean, Kyler, he's having a good season. Kyler's having a good season. I mean, he's definitely has DeAndre Hopkins. Okay. So that's a big deal. That's definitely going to help.
Yes. That is a lot of help there.
He hasn't played that bad. I mean, the rushing, he's been running a lot. I think this week Seattle didn't let him run, and that was a big deal. Kind of kept him in the pocket a little bit, try to see what he can do. I mean, he did all right. I mean, his YPA is not very good, but I mean, he's had some great moments. He's had some, you know, some bad moments. I would say he's a good quarterback right now. I'm not going to try to get – he's the fourth best quarterback in the league. That's crazy. Like, I'm not – come on, bro. Chris Sims said that. That's nuts. I'm like, come on. Come on, Doc.
Yeah, no. He's not – the guy's dynamic because he's a hell of an athlete. He can run around like I've never seen a guy's feet move that fast when you're running. The way that he can – run around out there is pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
But you know what? From a quarterback perspective, what he's doing in his reads, his mechanics are garbage. I'm not impressed with him as a quarterback.
You don't like his mechanics?
No, I don't. I don't like his where his arm angle's coming from. I don't like where he holds the ball. He's going to fumble. He's going to fumble like crazy if they're starting to pay attention in the game film from where he's holding the football in the pocket. They're going to start swiping at his arm, and he's going to lose the ball like crazy. So I'm really not impressed with what I see out of him mechanically. Don't get me wrong. There are times when he steps it up, and it's like, okay, good. Now you're figuring it out. He's just way, way, way too inconsistent for me.
Okay. I mean, all right, Chris.
I will say this. I did like the throw to the sideline. He threw Max Williams a nice little 7 route, dropped the ball in the basket for him. He does have moments. Kyler Murray does have moments where he throws a good ball, but he's just way too inconsistent.
I mean, you see, I that's what I'm saying. I think he's having a good year. I would say he's a good quarterback right now. I mean, he could become a great quarterback. I would just say right now, I think people need to pump the brakes on a top 5 talk. Like,
agreed.
That's a little nuts.
Agreed.
I mean,
that's aggressive.
Give me top 15. You put him at 12, 11, 10. Maybe, I mean.
No. He's not a top 10. Don't even go there.
I'm just saying, like, 10's the highest. Like, I'm like, all right, maybe. I don't know. But not 5. Not 4. There's definitely not 4.
Definitely not. No.
4. It's crazy.
No.
All right, Chris, let's get to some of these Thanksgiving games here. What do you got? Thanksgiving.
Well, the first game of the day is going to be the Lions versus the Texans.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson's having a hell of a year. I think he's playing awesome. I think he's having a great season, which is crazy. He's 3-7, but he's playing. He's carrying that team. I mean, they are going to be beating people that they shouldn't be beating and knocking teams out of the playoffs here in the AFC. Like, I don't know how many times they played the Colts and the Texans and the Titans, but that's those are the Titans and the Colts should be worried about these next couple games they got against the Texans. Because if, you know, if he keeps on this where he, how he's playing, man, he's gonna get these boys to 7-9 or something like that. And you saw a lot of these teams are gonna be upset.
Yeah, his last four games, no interceptions. He threw four touchdowns against the Titans, two against the Packers, two against Jacksonville, one against Cleveland, and two against New England. And that's just the last five games. I mean, he's got 11 touchdowns in five games.
He's played so well, bro. And you know, his weapons are good. I mean, not great.
His completion percentage has been pretty crazy too. Other than the Jacksonville game where he was a 59.4, he was 75.7 against Tennessee, 74.4 against Green Bay, 75.7 against New England, and 66.7 against Cleveland. So you're right. He's putting up some big numbers in the last five games. He's putting together a good season. He's having himself a year.
Yeah, and they almost beat the Titans the first time, you know? And they haven't even played the Colts. They still got the Colts twice.
So, they went to overtime.
So. Yeah, they still got the Colts twice, and they got the Titans one more time. So that's what I'm saying, bro. Like they might hurt some hearts coming up. And I think Watson, if he keeps playing at this level he's playing at, bro, man. And I think this is giving him confidence too. He's like, hey, I don't need Hopkins. You know, even though he does need Hopkins, but he does. He needs
a threat out there. But he's doing some amazing things. 20 touchdowns, yeah. 5 interceptions on the season, 8.5 yards average per throw. So he's having a year. He's definitely having a year.
He's having a good year, bro. Really,
that'll
really
be a good guy to watch. The Lions are in trouble, getting blanked by the Carolina Panthers, who were missing five starters on the offensive side of the ball. They're in a lot of trouble. Detroit, I would say go Texans and take the over.
I think Detroit deserves everything that they got because they fired Jim Caldwell and they're a winning team with Jim Caldwell. I think they deserve everything. I think all of that. They deserve all this bad stuff they got. You brought in this bad coach, Matt Patricia, and you can't win more than five games. So I'm just saying, like, you had a coach that led you to the playoffs twice. You're the Lions. I think you should be more grateful for that.
That was the last time they had a 10-win season.
Yeah, I think you should be more grateful for that, to be honest. You know, and the only reason you lost to the Cowboys is because they had that stupid pass interference that they took back, which was crazy. I don't know how much money the Jerry Jones, what phone call he made, but. But you know, don't get mad about that. I mean, like, how do you? The Lions deserve everything. All the struggles, their record, everything that's going around, what he's doing, they deserve it all because they had a halfway decent coach, and they got rid of him for no reason. So, you know, that's the way it is. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep, take the Texans, take the over. Those are my feelings about the opening game of Thanksgiving Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 4-6. Like, come on, bro. Like, what is it? What is this? Like,
4-6 versus 3-7. It's gonna be a great way to start Turkey Day.
Like, how does this guy have a job, bro? Oh, and the next game ain't any better, bro. You know, we got Washington Football Team. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
I got it. I got it. Washington Football Team. Right? So you got them.
Against the Dallas Cowboys.
And then they're going against the Cowboys, who have got Andy Dalton, who went and beat the Vikings last week, you know.
Let's pump the brakes on trying to call that anything. He's busting watermelons.
Oh, you hear that?
I heard about that. Taking sledgehammers to watermelons in the locker room. To pump everybody up.
Hey, it worked, bro. It worked, I guess.
I guess so.
So
I guess so. But I think that the Washington Football Team defense is better than the Vikings defense.
I agree.
So for me, and what a story with Alex Smith. You want to talk about a quarterback? The guy almost got his leg amputated. mm-hmm. had over 17 surgeries, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just to make sure they saved his leg. And that was before he even had to go and try and rehab and to get back to the – to be able – I can't believe he got back to a place where he could pass a physical, and then they put him on the active roster. And then he's the backup quarterback. And now he's the starting quarterback, and he got his first NFL win against the Bengals last week since his injury. I think that there's just too many positives going on in Washington. And here's a rivalry, and they're in the hunt for the division. They're in the hunt for the division. I think Washington beats the Cowboys.
You think so?
I think they beat them.
It'll be interesting. It'll be a great story if they made the playoffs. That'd be dope. That'd be a good story.
That would be a phenomenal story. The Alex Smith story would be incredible.
It'd be a great story, but I mean they'll get stomped. But it'll be a great story.
Oh, well, they're 3-7. The whole team, the whole division, 3 wins.
They'll get stomped.
The top of the division right now. The top of the division. I can't believe that we're actually saying it. Only in 2020, Marcus. Only in 2020 is there a four-way tie for the division, and they all have 3 wins.
Because I'm thinking, like, who's the first wild card team to? I wish I knew for sure, but
it's going to be
let's say Buccaneers. It's the Bucs. What? Right?
Yeah, the Buccaneers.
Stomped. They'll get stomped by the Bucs.
Absolutely.
Stomped. You know? And even if the game's close, I believe in Tom. That's what I was going to say. I think the game's close. I believe in Tom. That's why, you know, everybody, you know, like, Bucs sucks, Tom's washed. But the Bucs are going to make the playoffs, and then we'll find out if Tom's still washed in the playoffs. So,
It's 3 wild card teams this year, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it'll be the Bucs. It'll be whoever the two seed is in the NFC West between three. It might be 2 teams out of the NFC West.
I think it would be the 2 teams out of the NFC West. It'd be Bucks, Cards, Rams, or Seahawks, Rams, or whoever wants to win that division. Mm-hmm.
I think I have to agree with you. I don't think that there's anybody else that could be in contention for that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So it'll be either. I think the Rams win that division, so it'll be Seattle and Arizona as the other 2 wild card teams.
Mm-hmm. And then this is saying, who would all stomp the Redskins? So,
well, it'll be the Redskins aren't even going to play against them. The Redskins are going to play either the 2 seed. Well, the Redskins will play the 2 seed because the Redskins are a division team. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're the 4th. They have to play one of the wild cards. They have to play either of those 3 wild card teams.
They'll get busted by anyone. Yeah,
they'll get stopped.
I was thinking by record in my head. There's going to be a team that wins the division. It's very possible that it's less than 6 wins. It could be a 5-11 team winning the division.
I know. I mean, the only team I could see them upset is the Cardinals because it's Kyler Murray's first playoff start and he come out there with just jitters and just plays terrible. That's the only way. But the other 2 teams, I mean.
Well, no, you could end up in a shootout against – you wouldn't end up in a shootout against against Seattle because the Redskins – no, I did it. I call them Redskins. The Washington football team's defense. I can't stop, man.
I can't stop it either. It's okay.
Since I was little. I'm sorry.
We'll get better. We'll get better, everybody. We'll get better. We'll keep going. Better.
But I think that defense is able to keep with Seattle's offense. So I think that the Cardinals and Seattle would both have tighter games. But I still think both of those teams can pull it out.
Get stopped. The Bucs will definitely stomp them because they're just going to blitz Alex Smith. They're going to be like, move. Tom Bowles, they will get stomped by the Bucs. I know that for sure.
That defense is no joke. That'll be ugly.
Stomp them.
That'll be ugly.
Into the ground. So it's a great story though. It's a great story.
Absolutely. And I want what I want. I want the Washington football team winning that division. That's my ultimate desire.
Okay. Okay.
You know what's funny? I saw Stephen A. Smith make a comment today with Greeny on one of those morning shows. He said the Cowboys are going to win the division because now the Cowboys win 1 game and they're going to win the division all of a sudden. But Steve Naismith said, you know what, let the Cowboys win that one. Let them win another. When it's all said and done, they're going to blow it at the end like they always do.
Yeah.
So I'm with him.
They would get really
that.
Stomped. The Redskins at least play defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It I would think, get and stomped.
I'm going with the Redskins for game number two of Turkey Day.
The only team that wouldn't get stomped out of all those NFC East teams, I mean, would be the Giants, I think, which is crazy.
Really?
I think the Giants are going to that division. That's my opinion.
You're going with the Giants.
Yeah, because I think
they got the best defense. With the football team. You're going with the Giants.
I think they got the best, most consistent defense. They're well coached. They're a good defense. They play a really good defense. So I think they're going to – I mean, they can beat teams that they shouldn't beat. It's all dependent. If Daniel Jones plays halfway decent, I think they could probably win the NFC. It's really dependent on how good Daniel Jones is, if he wants to be the White Jameis or not. Or who are you? Like, what do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, to be honest, I mean, if he goes out there, he beats the Cowboys, right? And he goes out there, they could beat the Redskins too. They beat the Redskins. They already beat the Eagles.
The football team. You did it again.
Oh, God, man. the football
three
team.
The
three times.
I got one and you got two. I got one and you got two. We got three on the board today.
So they beat the football team.
There you go.
Right? So. I really, really believe that they have a chance to win that division, because I think they could sneak a game against a team that they're not supposed to sneak a game against, because the defense will play well. So
okay. Who do you got in the football team versus the Cowboys?
I'll go the football team, because they got the better quarterback, and I just think they play better defense.
So we're in agreement: the Texans for game one and the football team for game two.
Yes, 100%. So what we got for game three? We got Ravens or Steelers. Are the
it
Ravens
might not happen.
Good?
It might not happen. There's a lot. There's COVID? A COVID breakout in Baltimore. Both Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins out with COVID positive tests.
Yeah.
So Gus Edwards is going to be the running back for the Ravens on potential Thursday's matchup. That guy is your dive play running back, running between the guard and the center all day long. I'm very disturbed that Lamar Jackson is not able to still throw outside the numbers. If you chart every single game, you will see the guy just doesn't throw the ball out there. He just doesn't put it outside the numbers. And when he does, they are not good throws. There was one good throw outside the numbers last week. It was a very, very nicely done. It was a seven route that got turned into an out and up, basically, for Mark Andrews. That was a touchdown against the Titans. Threw it towards the sideline. That was basically the only successful outside-the-numbers throw that he's had the last few weeks. But he's really got me concerned with the way that he's playing quarterback, and I think that the other teams have figured him out. Did you hear him a few weeks ago talking about how he feels like defenses know the plays that are coming?
Yeah. Well, it's Greg Roman, man. Greg Roman.
I think we talked about, Greg Roman's running into problems.
Yeah, and he's another guy who's been running the same offense. And, it's caught people off guard last year, but it's not catching people off guard this year. I mean, they got to adjust and just, you know, and maybe just trust a little bit more that he can play quarterback. I mean, even we're talking about a down season, but, I mean, he still has 15 touchdowns, six picks. He's over 60%. He's at 63% passing. You know, he's not terrible. I know 63% these days isn't very good, but he's not under 50, you know, so he's not under 60. So
here's what I think it is. Here's what I think it really is. He's pressing. Pressing.
I agree.
He knows the offense is all up to him. He's pressing. He is trying to force things left and right. He's not allowing the game to come to him. And they also suffered some very severe injuries with losing their starting left tackle, with their starting Marshall Yanda, their all-pro guard retiring. You're missing two of the biggest pieces of your offensive line already now. They moved Orlando Brown to the left side, so now your right side's weak. There's trouble on the offensive line. J.K. Dobbins finally showed up last week, but now he's out because of COVID. So the defense isn't playing as tough as they normally have. Maybe it's because of injuries. Maybe missing Clayce Campbell big time. I'm not sure what it is. But I'll tell you what, this is going to be a 3-point game. It's always the winner wins by three every single time.
So let me ask,
might be all banged up. Everybody's going to pick against them. You're going to see every pundit, every TV guy pick against the Ravens. They're going to pick the Steelers. It's going to be a close game still. I think this is still going to be a close game.
So, Chris, one quarterback we haven't talked about basically all year.
Big Ben,
who's playing pretty average.
You think he's playing pretty average? Yeah, you got the numbers right there. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's playing pretty average. I mean, he's got a lot of touchdowns. He's got a lot of touchdowns. All right.
He does.
He's got 24. He's got 24 touchdowns. But come on, he has a 24 touchdown, 5 interception split, right? Guess what do you think his rating would be with that split?
His quarterback rating?
Yeah. What do you think?
Not his QBR, his passer rating.
His passer rating. Yes.
Okay. Because QBR, let's make sure that everybody understands this. We talked about this a few seasons ago. QBR is absolute garbage.
See, I don't think QBR is absolute garbage. It's just
that's QBR just is absolute.
I've changed my mind on QBR. I might have agreed with Chris back. I don't agree with Chris.
Again. I haven't changed my mind.
Well, Chris has not changed.
Passer rating? I would anticipate because you got me thinking about it's lower than what it should be. What should it be? It should be probably 95. Well, you're probably going to tell me it's like 89.
No. See, I was thinking you're going higher. I mean, it's 101, well, 101.4.
Oh, he's in the hundreds.
Yes.
That's not a bad season.
I'm not saying it is, Chris. I am going to say that.
You think it should be up in the 110s?
With a 24 to 5 touchdown split?
Well, Rodgers. So Rodgers is.
Okay. All right. So let's do this.
About there.
Let's do this. Let's go. Let's go to Pro Football Reference here. Let's look at all the other quarterbacks who have that same touchdown split. Let's do that. Let's do this, Chris. Because
he's on
a really good football team, and you know they were my Super Bowl team before the year, so I'm not saying that they shouldn't be this good. I really think they're going to win Super Bowl just because, one, they have a really, really good defense, and they have Big Ben. And, you know, he's a veteran. He's not going to be pushed by the playoffs. He's not going to make that many mistakes in the playoffs for that team to lose. And that's why they're 10-0, because they have Big Ben, you know. But I don't know if he's playing Big Ben football. Let's just say that. I don't know if he's playing Big Ben football. So let's just look at the other guys around him.
Rodgers is 29 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. His passer rating is a 115. He leads the league. I'm pretty sure he's number one in the league with passer rating. I believe that's the correct figure for him.
Yeah. The only other Herbert's 104.7. He's 22-6. So he's lesser than him, right? He's a lesser touchdown interception ratio. Josh Allen, he's higher, 103.2. 21 touchdowns, 7 picks. He's got more picks and he's higher passer rating. We can go. I mean, even who else we got here? Who else we got? So he's 11th in passer rating.
Okay. He's 11th in passer rating.
Mm-hmm. With a 24-5 split, Kirk Cousins has a higher passer rating than Ben Roethlisberger. Okay. It's really mostly his YPA. That's what I'm saying. He's not throwing the ball downfield. 6.7.
No, they're running a lot of screens and speed outs and slants.
What I'm saying is
the young guys, they got legs though. They like you don't need to throw the ball downfield when these guys are as athletic and as talented as they are. And he's got three really solid receivers. I mean, Chase Claypool, he's in the conversation for Rookie of the Year.
You know what I'm saying? And they throw a lot, dude. Like they throw a lot. Right.
And they should. I mean, they got Ebron at tight end and three stud wide receivers with Juju and Deontay. Is that his name?
Yeah. I think it's just too much. It's just volume a lot. So I don't know. It's interesting. I just think it's like his year. Like a lot of the Steelers fans get mad, at PFF because they're like, he's not playing well, you know, but it's just interesting. Some of his stats are just. I don't know. I just think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback with a great defense. That's what he is, right?
Well, that that defense, like they can get to the passer with
that four. Defense is terrific.
That defense is legit. To get Minkah Fitzpatrick the way that they did from the Dolphins,
steal.
Like that defense is just, that's a good defense, man.
They're terrific.
They're gonna give the Chiefs a lot of hell.
That's what I'm saying.
They're gonna give the Chiefs a lot of hell.
But that's what I mean. You know, or you know, I'm getting too ahead of myself because I said I want the Raiders to beat the Falcons before I get too ahead of myself. But if the Raiders went to the Pittsburgh, you know, I don't. I feel like they could win that game. I feel like they could beat them.
Come on now. Just okay. You beat the Chiefs one time. You played with them a second time. Now you think you can beat the undefeated team in the NFL. We're literally saying that they could beat the Chiefs right now. And you're going to say that the Raiders, I'm going to make you pump the brakes. Just
the Raiders
pump,
can beat pump. The Chiefs.
The Raiders did beat the Chiefs. Yes. Yes. Just because they – all right. I just need you to pump it. Just pump it. Don't tell me you're going to go –
if Gus Aguilar catches the ball, they beat the Chiefs.
Don't tell me you're going to go West Coast to East Coast and you're going to go into Pittsburgh.
I'm just saying, man, there's a lot of history there. I'm just saying they go into Pittsburgh.
It's going to be snowing.
They can run the football.
It's going to be snowing.
The Raiders can run the football. We already seen them play really well in a bad weather. We've seen it. They played bad. It was snowing, hailing in Cleveland, Chris, and they played pretty well. So did Carr. I'm just saying, I don't feel like they're like that. Like I know they have really good defense, but I'm just saying, I think the Raiders, you know, have really good offense. And I just feel like that they could go in there and maybe steal one. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? My pick for this game this week. I'm going to be a wild card here, and I'm going to say the steal happens this week, and the Ravens win by three.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think everybody sees what's happening with the injuries. They're dealing with COVID. Everybody's watched them losing overtime to the Titans, talking about how weak they are. I think there's a lot of veterans in that locker room that will make sure that they're prepared for this week's game. And when everybody picks the Steelers to win this week, the Ravens win by three.
See, I say the Steelers. I think the Steelers win this game, and then lose to the Redskins the next week, because that's what they do.
The Washington Football Team. You just put number four on the board, Marcus. You got three of them.
I'm terrible at this, bro. I'm not talking about the team anymore. I'm not talking about the team anymore. I'm gonna say Washington. I got to say Washington. I just got to stick there. Or they're like the little Cincinnati and Ryan Finley. There's something. The Steelers are the Steelers. They always play bad. I thought they were going to lose to the Jags this week, but it was like 3-3 halfway through the second quarter. I'm like, oh, here we go. They're about to lose to the Jags.
No. That wasn't going to happen. I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Mike Tomlin has that stinker in him, bro. I don't know. We'll see.
But when he's sitting there talking about this ain't a Big Ten Mac matchup. You know, we're not going in here. There's no trap games in the NFL.
We know your history, Mike.
Here's the trap against their rival. And I'm excited to see two huge rivalries this weekend or on Thursday. These are two iconic matchups in the NFL. We had the iconic matchup from the AFL last night with Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
That was Sunday night with your guys. So we've gotten to see some really great matchups, and we're going to get, even though there's some poor records being shown, we're going to get two more. I think we're going to get two really good games and one blowout. I think Tennessee's going to just blow. Sorry. I think the Texans are going to just blow out Detroit. But I think we'll see some really good games with Dallas and Washington and Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Yep, I agree. All right, Chris, anything else, man? Any thoughts? Anything else?
Bounce back game for the – we'll be fine.
Okay.
Saints going to have some trouble in Denver. That's how I feel about that one.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh,
I think
– Taysom Hill.
I think you got to take whatever points Denver's going to get. They might not win, but they're going to give them some hell. Take the points. With Denver.
Okay. All right. So that was our episode today, guys. Definitely thank you guys for enjoying that. Make sure you follow us everywhere. Make sure you hit the subscribe on iTunes. I forgot that at the beginning. Make sure you hit subscribe on iTunes. That's important. Hit subscribe. on iTunes.
Please. Yeah, man. Let us know that you're following and listening.
Yeah, yeah. Subscribe on iTunes, please.
Tell us how you feel.
Yeah, give us a review. You know, give us a review. It'd be nice. Give us a review, please.
If you wanna throw our Twitter handle out there and just yell at us for you don't like our decision making. Yeah, how dare you say this? Go ahead. Come on.
We love all feedback. You know, tell us we suck. You know what I mean? You know, it's cool. You know, give us some feedback.
Marcus will banter with you on Twitter.
He'll tell you how it is. Yeah, you know, I'll banter with you. You know what I'm saying? So subscribe, please, and then also hit download on Spotify too, man. Go ahead, download Spotify. Hit a little pocket awareness, Spotify. A little pocket awareness on Apple. So hit subscribe. Then you know, follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. Follow us on Instagram, ALPA_QB1. A little pocket awareness on Facebook. Hit that like button, and that's it, guys. Definitely thank you guys for listening, and Enjoy the football week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. See you guys.